7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Uh-oh. Have I miscalculated? Get out of the sun. Okay. What's happening? What's going on? The official time is 19:30 UTC. And that does, of course, mean it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Golsch Committee. Ja, ist verrückt. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I may have made a grievous mistake. It's a little bit warmer than I thought it was. Okay, that's fine. I'm down at the creek again today because, well, that's... I can be. What's that up there? There's something in the ivy up here. Is it a bird? Yeah, I think it's just a bird. Yeah. I was hoping it was a star-nosed mole. Okay, I'm hearing lots of laughter and celebration from the golf course. I think these guys just managed to land on the green. What's happening? I needed to come outside today, and I thought it rained this morning, but apparently it didn't. I slept pretty good, but I did wake up at 5:30 a.m. after going to bed at about 3. And when I woke up, I thought I heard cars driving on wet streets, so I thought it rained. But no, it has not rained. It is nice and bone dry here. And what was that sound? I had a dream about that red golf ball. I kid you not. Should I be taking my camera out of the pocket? I'm under canopy now. I'm taking my camera out just in case. But these golfers are being really loud, so if there's any foxes around, they're worried about golfers. Not immediately seeing any. Well, I mean, I'm seeing golfers. I'm not immediately seeing any foxes. And so I thought it rained, and then I went back to sleep for another, I don't know how many hours. But I actually got up in the morning. Yeah, I rolled out of bed at 12:45. Hey, what's in the golf ball eating ravine? There's something reflecting light. We better go see what's up. I'm looking around. Not seeing much of anything. Okay, am I going to need a web stick? You know, for the sake of sanity, let's find a web stick, because I noticed that the spiders at my house are building lots of webs. What does that mean? That does take some explanation. You know, I've had some guys working on my lawn, cleaning up my tree problem, and now that they've cut away all the trees, the spiders don't have anywhere to build their spider webs, so they're building them under the eaves of my house, and I can see big spider webs out my kitchen window now. And I watched one guy, or gal, I don't know. So this morning, as I was eating my pepperoni and waffles, all right, and for the sake of any new listeners who are hearing the combination of pepperoni and waffles for the same...
On Non-Radio is sponsored by the SDF Public Access Unix System. Join our online community today at sdf.org.
Are there any golf balls down here? Well, there's one or two, three, four in the mud on the other side of the water. On the other side of Divasar. And I'm already bored. I've bored myself. I feel terrible. My cat was sleeping on the futon. We should have stayed home, played with the synth. I did some synthin' last night, too. It wasn't anything very exciting. I just undid everything. You know, my synthesizer is really just a combination of the most... what's the word I'm looking for? Dis-something-yibler components. Dissimilar is not the word I'm looking... Hey, my web stick broke. Dissimilar is not the word I'm looking for, but dissimilar is the word that will work here. Here's a white Callaway golf ball. There's a few more white balls in the creek here. Do-do-do-do. I'm just standing around in a creek. Yeah, this is how you make good radio. get a microphone. Go find a small body of water and stand next to it. Hi, Mr. Bird. That bird just said wop 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 to me. He seemed very nice. Very polite bird. So yeah, last night I thought, oh, I'm going to do some synth stuff since the cat was on the different banky. Did I mention that? Yeah, 2 days ago. 2 days ago, I took the other cat banky, the one that was recently washed and has been in the laundry room for a week or two. Not even that long. And I thought, how am I going to get the cat off the synth banky? Well, we use the cat banky. So I grabbed the cat banky, and I put it... There's that baseball we found yesterday. I put it kind of... Children with... severe allergies. Notice that it doesn't say that it angers people with severe allergies. It angers the parents of... I took the banky and I folded it up to make a nice, you know, cat pad. Oh, here's a spider web. I almost walked through you, buddy. With little Miss Spider right in the middle. Okay, I guess we're turning around. I don't want to mess up this web. So, I put the banky down on the floor, folded up so it's nice thickness, so it's nice cat loafing size. It was about, 40 centimeters by 60 centimeters, and about 12 centimeters thick now that it's all folded up. And I put it over there by the fireplace. It's kind of near the synth, but it's not, you know... obstructing the synth in any way. The cat saw me doing this. And then like two nights ago, she actually sort of sniffed it and looked at it and she stepped on it and she got off of it and said, okay, whatever. But the good news is yesterday she decided to sleep on it. So we might be able to get into some more Simfin real soon because my cat has taken to sleeping in two new places. Well, not new places, just, you know, not the Simf banky. She's slept in these places before, i.e. on the kitty banky and on my hair. Yeah, that has started up again. So that's how I woke up this morning. I tried to sit up and my head was restrained. I went, whoop! And yeah, oh, it's a cat sleeping on my hair again. Okay, cool. That's where I left her when I came down here. She was sleeping on the futon. Speaking of my hair, here's one of my hairs hanging off this branch. That's funny. Okay. So yeah, the cat has been giving me the opportunity to work on my synth a little bit. Yesterday I unplugged a bunch of stuff. That was fun. And then what did I do? Oh, I just plugged the bit collider into that one filter again. Just was doing weird stuff. What I really need to do is do some testing, some LFO testing. Can I mix LFOs with my little baby mixer? I'm kind of thinking I might be able to. And that got me thinking about something else. I have an LFO that has a CV input. That's right, it's a CV LFO. Or a VC LFO, however you want to look at it. Why are we not plugging the LFO into itself? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so we take the LFO, we plug it into its own CV input. Yeah. It's time to stop talking about it. Time to start doing these things. I have climbed out of the creek. I'm approaching my car. I'm crossing the street. Let me open the car. Let me grab my MP3 player here. We'll plug it in and we'll listen to some random music on the drive home.
Time.
Okay, very cool. That was Black Betty by Spiderbait. And here's an interesting fact. I've only heard two songs today so far. So I've only been up for an hour and about 5 minutes. I've only heard two songs today. Those songs were Black Betty by Ram Jam and now Black Betty by Spiderbait. In fact, it was hearing it on the radio earlier that made me want to play it again. Right, Bepi, that's right. So now I'm sitting here in front of my synth with my cat because I took the Banky off and the cat said, oh, there we go. And she came running over here. See, now I can't get to it. See, I need to reach it, but I can't. Why are you looking? There's nothing under there. The cat's looking under the Banky. What do you think? There's something under there? Is there bugs under there or something that you need to get? You need to get them. Yeah, so I have a cat. If you would move, we could do some synth. And the kitty says, no, I'm going to sit right here with my noses right up against these things that look like delicious kitty spaghetti. It's not delicious kitty spaghetti. It's, yeah. Okay, so I got some science fiction ambience going on here. This is what I was messing with last night a little bit. Here, have some gain. Basically, what are you doing, cat? Basically, what we've got going on here is, yeah, you need to move your fluffy ass. You need to move your fluffy buttness. Get the hell out of my way. Why don't you get up on the kitty condo, look out the window, maybe you can... See, there you go. That's a good baby. That's good baby. The cat has now got up on the kitty condo and she's looking out the window. The kitty condo is this little bookcase that is basically like three cubes stacked up on top. But this is going to be a stage prop soon of mine. Anyway, so I got the bit clutter plugged into my most hilarious filter. And then I've got LFOs going into the filter geometry and the filter position. No, I take that back. There's one LFO going into the geometry, and then I've got random smooth voltages coming from my sample and hold going in. Regardless, that's not what we're doing here today. Turn that off. We need to do what? Yeah, we need to plug LFO into LFO. So I'm going to unplug the LFO that's going into the filter. I'm going to take one of these tiny little cables, and we're going to... Okay, no. Do it the other way, Tub. First, we're going to take a small cable, and we're going to plug it into the LFO and into the oscillator of Florian. And... that's what that sounds like. Except that's not what I was trying to do. Why is this wrong? Let's just tweak it a bit here. Oh, and I just realized something. Is this... it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Let's just start being weird. All right, so now let's take... let's take the fastest LFO and plug it into the CV of the LFO. And now what does it sound like? Oh, it hasn't done anything because I haven't set the offset. Okay, let's turn this. Yeah, okay. I gotta turn the knob. How far do I want to turn it? Oh, yeah, this is... that's too far, because now it's going to take forever. Okay, here we go. Oh, so clicky. Yeah. Okay. So what if we turn this the other way? Because if this is...
not bipolar. I can't turn the damn knob because the cables are in the way. Okay, unplug the damn cables. Now turn the knob, plug the cables back in, and now hit the button. Okay. Yeah. This tells me something. What does it tell me? It tells me that this input is not bipolar. So, that's fine. We still get weirdness, don't we? What happens if we turn it up a little bit faster? Here we go, weirdness. Here we go. Come on, buddy. Oh, it's accelerating. It shifted gears. Did I reinvent the manual transmission? Shift gears again. Yeah. If I want it to shift gears faster, you gotta turn the rate down because, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm having fun. What happens if we plug this LFO into this thing and turn it on? It's on the geometry. It's not turned up very much, though. We better give it some more. See what happens here. Oh, it's weird, all right. Okay, now I need a few minutes of this. Here it goes. That buzzy stuff in the background. It's so wacky. Let's put in some of this too. Now we're just being crazy. I'm taking that out. Okay. Kill this. So, where are we at here? What's the point? What are we doing? Well, what this all means is we can have fun with LFOs. And low bass sounding things. And now that I know that I can modulate my LFO, that's good news. That's good news. And what does it mean, though? Well, how am I going to use this? Well, I'm sure I'll think of something. We can get some bizarre timing out of it, do weird stuff. And then there's always this. And I just realized something else. This is hooked up. We could press this button, we would get more noise. There's so much fun you can have with a synth. But what am I gonna do with a synth today? That sounds so cool. I'm distracting myself. Stay focused, Tobe. Stay focused. I can't. We gotta turn it off, otherwise I'm not gonna be able to function because I just get hypnotized. I get hypnotized by my spaceship sounds. The cat is still looking out the window. And what am I doing? Well, I'm not doing anything. Is there more football on today? I don't think there's a late game today because I think there's a game tomorrow. That's annoying. I don't care. What am I going to eat today? I don't know. I'm starting to get hungry. I need to find some food. I don't even know what I have. I don't have any sandwiches. Oh, blah, blah, blah. I don't care. And what did I unplug everything for? See, I unplugged everything last night, and then I started messing with this stupid thing. Because it's so fun. And I was going to do something. I don't remember what I was going to do. I'll think of it later. I'm not real sharp today. When I woke up this morning, I was kind of hazy. Hazy-headed and lazy. And that's why we got to get back on the spaceship. Let's turn down the spaceship. We need a lower frequency spaceship. That's pretty good. It's harmonious. And what am I? Seems like I'm forgetting something that I was gonna tell you. Was it the super spicy salsa? I had some really good salsa yesterday. It burned my mouth off, and I was like, it was that yummy and good. But that wasn't what I was going to tell you. I don't remember. I just don't remember. Well, this turned out to be a terrible show for a Sunday. Well, that's okay. I'm just a little bit tired and slacky today.